Out of all the AI tools, that's the one that is tied directly to the Chinese Communist government, and it can take over functions of your computer or especially of your phone.
I'm using like 20, 30 times a day. I just alt print screen, keep throwing it into chat to go do and where to go find it.
I've seen AI slow down as I've used it more throughout the day for specific topics. I love it, but yet I hate it. So it's a love-hate relationship, personally.
We did a video on who owns your clone. And so if you create a clone using the available software, the question is, who owns it?
If you do make a clone, I would take Daniel's advice and work with an attorney and amend the contract to make sure you own your own content.
This is Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable with hosts Elizabeth Gearhart, podcast consultant, marketing expert, and PhD researcher using AI every day, and Richard Gearhart, entrepreneur, seasoned business owner, and intellectual property attorney specializing in innovation. Here's how real companies are using AI right now.
This is called Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable. So what I want to do is ask each person here one way you're using AI right now, and then I know you're all using it in multiple ways. Daniel Burris with Burris.com, that's B-U-R-R-U-S.com. What is one way you're using AI in your business right now?
Well, For quite a few years, I have an award-winning, I'm happy to say, learning system called the Anticipatory Organization. And what I did is, in this last year, I added an AI assist feature to it that is blowing people away. Now, notice I use the word assist. I'm not having it do it. And what I do is they get a lesson in the form of a short video, single concept, and then what I call a rapid application tool. That's where I ask some questions where they can apply what they've learned to what they do. And I've always had what I call thought starters in the past, because I don't want people looking at a blank sheet. I want them to get stimulated so they can actually see how they can apply it. So what I did is now I've got an AI assist thought starter, where they first, when they start to use it, it asks four questions, because it's pretty cool how this works. First question is, what industry are you in? Second one, what's your role? Third one, how big is your company? And the fourth one, are you international or not? Now, the answers are tailored for you, your role, your industry, and it will give you 10 thought starter answers designed specifically for the user. It has been amazing, game changer. People are blown away with it. So that's one of many ways I've been using AI.
Excellent. Thank you. Mark Fox, what's one way you're using AI in your company?
I'm using like 20, 30 times a day. So I have to, I'll use two of the most recent ones in today. So just trying to sign up for an email system. It had, you know, 20 different screens. And now I just say, where do I go next? So I just alt print screen and keep throwing it into chat to go do and where to go find it. So it saves a ton of time on what's hidden in the next step and where do I go to finish signing up for this process. The other one, because it's fresh in my mind, an hour ago exactly. So we have our devices, our PMF devices, and they work for people and for pets and dogs and horses. What doesn't exist today is a Fitbit for a horse and a dog. So we partner with the French company and we have that now. And we get the technology as to why it doesn't exist. It's because these things like this and Oura Rings, they have to have light bounce off the skin, and a horse and a dog got fur. So you can't get there. Now we've figured out how to do it with accelerometers and gyroscopes. So one of the cool things, we're looking at rate variability, we're looking at Poincaré, we're looking at pulse, how much activity there is, how much they're barking, how much they run around, how many calories they're burning. And so we're doing a study where we take two written surveys, right? One is from the pet owner and one is from the actual handler at the veterinarian, because they both have different opinions about what the dog's issue is. That goes into our system and it kicks out from our AI assistant, like Daniel has said, here's the three protocols you ought to be running on the dog. So now we're going to run, you go send them home with a baseline. They just measure their vitals with these new Fitbits for dogs and horses. And then we let them run the three protocols for 30 days and then we show the improvement. So we can prove that it's actually the stress and the anxiety in a dog or a horse has been reduced. So that's from today's meeting of all the money I spent that I have left to go buy the first lot of all these things and start using them.
Excellent. Dwight Heck, what's one way you're using AI in your business today?
I actually use more than one AI, and why I do that is because what Daniel's talking about,
and verifying, right? I found out the hard way because I've had things generated. Even though I read through it, my mind still didn't catch something that was ad-libbed, right? You guys call it lying. I say AI ad-libs all the time. It makes up its own references. It does its own thing. So I've utilized it a lot in the last 6 months to fire marketing companies that were dealing with stuff for me, web design people that were supposedly doing what was best for my website to make sure that I had back channel links, that I had the right keywords and the right things in there. And I used AI to find out they were full of crap. So I literally couldn't see why I was spending all this money on marketing over the last few years, over 80 grand, and not got a client out of it. Yet I was given that facade that they were professional. I was given them as a referral, and I used AI to break down the facade, right, of these companies. I had it analyze my web pages. I had it analyze even how I put my podcast onto my web page. I had it analyze the wording of how I was instructing or doing my workshops to catch little nuances that might cause people to not want to engage, right? That call to action. So I've used it to get rid of marketing companies. I've used it to take over it myself in a very efficient way. So now I've saved that money that's going to other places in my business, and I've let AI help me, obviously, like Daniel says, assist, not do, right? To make sure that my webpage, now I've seen my traffic go up. I've seen my back channel stuff that I've been doing because of AI cause, again, traffic to come up. I'm getting more communication out of it, and I'm becoming more efficient instead of trusting that another individual, right, is doing what's best for me, like what happened to Mark. Obviously, it wasn't money related, but it is money related because I was paying for a service which I wasn't getting, right? And I've been paying for it for years based on the fact that they did other things that I thought were good. Oh, you know, the outcome was okay, so I trusted them with more. Verify, then trust is what AI has done for me, and it saved me a lot of grief and a lot of sleepless nights and frustration. So that's one way I've been using it.
That's a great tip too. So
follow up on your vendors. Yeah. Don't use that on us though, please. Yeah.
So no, we have too nothing late, to hide. Too late, so too
we
late.
Would be very proud to be crawled by an AI agent.
So you'll get a blackmail email sometime and it'll come from a third party. And I'm sorry, I did do research on you, Richard.
With Gearheart Law, what's one way you've used AI recently?
Well, I used it like 20 minutes before the show today. We're in the studio. We're in Gear Media Studios in Summit, New Jersey. Sometimes we tape in Manhattan, but sometimes we do Zoom calls, remote programs. Today's a remote program. But I took pictures of the lighting setup in the studio, the puffy lights, the key light, the hair light. And I fed it all into ChatGPT, and I said, you know, what is the optimum placement and intensity for the lights to make us look as good as we can on camera? Well, there are some things that the lighting won't change, but by using ChatGPT and then taking pictures of the monitors, the way we look, I was able to fine tune the lighting, and I think it turned out pretty well, don't you?
I think it turned out great. Yeah. I love these lights Richard put behind us. Like he's the one in charge of all the tech stuff for the studio.
Yeah, I'm the official Passage to Profit geek.
For me, Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. Like someone else said here, I just go to it all the time. I use it every day for everything. Who doesn't anymore? And the thing is, it's not just ChatGPT and Perplexity and Claude and Google Gemini anymore. Like it's in practically every software program you use, right? So I use Canva. It has its own AI image generation. I use Descript to edit videos, and this is so funny. It's got its AI. It calls it Underlord. But the way I use it this week is, I feel like my YouTube videos, they're doing okay on YouTube for this particular segment. But I asked it, how can I increase viewership? And it said, start with a good thumbnail, start with a good title, which I get help from AI for all of those. Although sometimes the ones I make up myself are even better. But so, you have to use your own judgment. But I did put a video through and it said, make YouTube shorts. So I put one of the videos through and you kind of have to use Gemini for this because it's the multimedia one. It works the best for this kind of stuff. And I said, identify places where I can pull out clips. I had tried doing it with Descript and it didn't work very well. And I said, now how can I get Descript to make these show up the right way? Because when I did it for Descript, it showed like half a person's face. But Gemini told me how to center their face in the clip. So I'm going to go through and pull out these three clips and put them on YouTube Shorts. And I have the timestamps now, so it'll be pretty easy to do in Descript if you know how to use the software. So that's my most recent use of it, among others. I do want to open it up for a roundtable. So what do you guys think are some of the best ways to use it and the most exciting and good for businesses to actually improve your bottom line?
I won't name it, but one of the best AIs for doing graphic design and stuff, they charged me $1,000 three times in one day, right? So I said, you had to upgrade 1,000, you had to upgrade 1,000, you upgrade 1,000. So I'm like, all right, stop. What are you guys doing? And they're like, instead of explaining it to me or your system screwed up, is it's like, never mind, we'll just cancel a subscription. We're charging you too much. So I'm like, so that's super advanced AI with the dumbest business model in the world. Can explain to me why I just spent $3,000 to make three pamphlets. It's like, so I can't, you know, let them cancel that one. So it's like, there's got to be some common sense stuff too with the business model that goes with all this AI. And somebody on the back end should be shot for not contacting me or coming up with a solution. Instead, just going, I don't need you as a customer anymore.
I use Manus as an AI agent, and it wants you to buy tokens all the time, and it draws you in. And so that's a real risk, Mark, isn't it?
I wasn't going to mention it, but you brought him up. It was Manus.
It was Manus. Yeah.
Yep. Charged me $1,000 and $1,000 and $1,000. Yes.
Yeah. And so I have my website on there. I'm not doing as much with it as I used to, though. And it's glitchy, too. But I do think it does beautiful design work, right?
It does.
So, I had the same experience. Oh, buy more tokens. Wait. Buy more tokens. Buy more tokens.
Lords, people are listening. Thing. Get it together.
Underlord's the same for Descript. It is garbage. For example, I was working on a podcast last night when I got home from a meeting. The week before, it did the same process. I even had the same words because I had saved them. I'd finally found a script I could give it, told it to do it three different times. Then all of a sudden, it kept on screwing it up no matter what I said to it. All of a sudden, bing, you're out of tokens, right? You got to buy more. I don't know if you've had that in Descript. It's the worst AI I've ever dealt with for being consistent. So they've got us by the short and curlies. If you pay $20 a month, for example, when you're
Is
dealing
with Canadian phrase, by the way,
yes, no. Absolutely. But I don't have any of that. But anyway, we won't get into specifics of the hair. But at the end of the day, you're paying $20 a month for, let's say, for Claude. You're paying $20 a month for ChatGPT, and then you go to the more advanced. You get more the more you pay. I've seen AI slow down as I've used it more throughout the day for specific topics. It's not giving me the quick responses. So I thought, oh, for this one AI, I won't say the name. I ended up paying for the pro plan. It still hit a brick wall. It just was 30% longer. It'd give me a little bit more time. But yet I love it, but yet I hate it. So it's a love-hate relationship personally.
Okay, Daniel, you're on.
All right. Well, first of all, very quickly on Manus, out of all the AI tools, remember, I'm an advisor to the Joint Chiefs and the DOD on AI and so on. That's the one that is tied directly to the Chinese Communist government as well as other things. And it can take over functions of your computer or especially of your phone. Be very careful. When I use Manus, I use it on a burner laptop. because it's good. It does great things. That's the seductive part, but there is a darker side to it. So I'm just putting out a little word of caution, kind of be careful. Now, let me give you some things that can help. Instead of giving you one or two tools, I'm kind of unusual in that I've actually used over 1,200 AI tools. And you've seen lists of good tools. Here's the top five. Here's the top 10. By the way, I've tried all those. Some of them are junk. People are just spreading around the lists, not even having tried them all. So here's what I'm going to do for everyone right now. I've created a free resource for you. And what I've done is I've got the five top AI tools in a whole bunch of categories of use, because most people don't even know what you could use AI for. Well, there's a whole bunch of uses. So I've got the top five, and by the way, I'll give you a hint, the top five of all of these. I also have case studies of how different industries, different size companies have used each one of these to gain advantage and what advantage they gained and specifically what they did. I've also got in there prompt help on how to do really great prompting. So if you want to get that, it is if you go to AIStrategyReport.com. It's free. You can download it, AIStrategyReport.com, and just take a look at what is even possible, because most of us don't really realize what can be done. And then it helps to have the case studies, because then you can see, oh, that's how they use that. And the key of having specific tools, because some of us might be using Copilot by Microsoft, something like that, which is a one-size-fits-all tool, which is the good tool, but it isn't a specific tool that is best for marketing, although it can do some kind of marketing. It isn't the best tool for if you're, like, for example, I have a friend of mine that was going to need surgery on his voice, and they said for about 2 months, you're going to sound really garbly, but he needed his good voice. So he went to one of my tools, this was 11 Labs, cloned his voice, and now when he talks with his garbly voice, his real clean voice comes out. So again, didn't even know he could do that. Yes, you can if you look at my report. So there are all of these different things that are the best in class. And by the way, here's the beautiful part. You can try every one of them for free, just like you can try Claude or any of the others for free. And if you like one of them, because you've tried it, you like it, then typically they're the usual $20 a month. But now you've tried it and it's for a specific purpose. So take a look at that. I think that'll help you. I use it and employees use it. That is really powerful. And that is, I create my own knowledge base. Now, if you're using ChatGPT, you would call that GPT, call it other things with different ones. But you can create your own knowledge base. And so it's not drawing answers from the internet. It's drawing from your knowledge base. And instead of selling it, I'm using it for me to help me do what I do better and faster, because it's based on my material. By the way, Jennifer in my office has a number of those that she created to help her be more efficient. So instead of getting off-the-shelf stuff, it's so easy to do. You could even Google it on YouTube. Create your own knowledge base and then create your own, if it's Chat, it's your own GPT, and have several to help you with the different things that you do. That can save you a lot of time.
I want to bring up one last thing before we wrap up. And this is a video that Richard just did that on a very interesting topic with this. You were talking about the voice clone. Tell them about your video, what it was about.
We did a video on who owns your clone. And so if you create a clone using the available software, the question is, who owns it? So you may, obviously, you're going to own your likeness and your name and even your identity, your brand, all of those are things that you own personally. But once you put them on a platform, it becomes a lot murkier, and ownership of all of that, including the content that's created by the clone, can be either yours or it can be the company's, that depending on the contract that you're engaged with.
Richard, that's a great point that you're bringing up. I know that's in your wheelhouse, and I'll just tell you what I do is, again, it depends on if you're just a normal person doing this, it probably doesn't matter. But in my case, because I've got, you know, best-selling books and do a lot of speaking and things like that, it is important to me. So I'll go out to those companies and put an additional part on that gives me that. So I have to get, I work with a lawyer, of course, an IP lawyer, and add a clause into their contract, because you think you can't do that. Yes, you can. You just haven't tried. That is an important thing. And Richard, that's an outstanding comment. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, it was Elizabeth's idea. I just did the video. So.
Well, I actually got the idea from watching one of our podcasts on real AI use cases, and somebody brought up that they had their clone. And I was like, who actually owns that? If you do make a clone, I would take Daniel's advice and work with an attorney and amend the contract to make sure you own your own content.
Own your own clone.
Own your own clone. And Richard can help you with that if you want an attorney.
And be nice to your clone, because someday the clone may own you.
This has been Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable as part of the Passage to Profit show.
You have been listening to Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable. We hope you found this valuable. Join us again for more stories. Because the future of business is driven by AI. This podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Manhattan as part of the Passage to Profit radio show.